This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, November 3rd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the Agriculture Department says it will partially fund SNAP benefits for November using a contingency fund and won't supplement that money from other sources. In a status report filed in a federal lawsuit in Rhode Island, the government said it was complying with the court's order and will fulfill its obligation to expend the full amount of SNAP contingency funds today by generating the table required for states to calculate the benefits available for each eligible household in the state. USDA will therefore have made the necessary funds available and have authorized the states to begin disbursements once the table is issued. So to comply with the Rhode Island court and another Massachusetts court, USDA's Food and Nutrition Service, quote, intends to deplete SNAP contingency funds completely and provide reduced SNAP benefits for November 25, according to Patrick Penn, Deputy Undersecretary for Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services, in a declaration attached to the status report. In his declaration, Penn said the contingency fund contains $5.25 billion. That amount drops to $4.65 billion for November once payments are made for state administrative expenses and a block grant to Puerto Rico. A recent trade estimate suggests the U.S. soybean crop is 92% harvested and expected to advance with good weather this week. Traders suggest the corn crop is 85% harvested nationwide. Corn exports running ahead of pace, soybean exports still behind, absent the traditional buying of new crop supplies by China. Government estimates from Brazil suggest the crop in Mato Grosso, the nation's top producing state, is now 76% planted. In Argentina, corn planting is said to be 35% complete. In an announcement late last week, the November crop production and WASDE reports announced by USDA will be released on November 14th. Well, today, StoneX released their latest survey of crop production in the U.S. Corn production is estimated at 16.74 billion bushels, with an average yield of 186 bushels an acre. Iowa's average yield estimated at 212. Illinois close behind at 210, Minnesota's crop estimated at 208 bushels an acre. Soybean production, estimated by StoneX from their customers, estimated at 4.3 billion bushels with an average yield of 53.6 bushels an acre. Iowa is forecast at 66 bushels an acre, Illinois at 63, Nebraska at 61, and Indiana at 60 bushels an acre. Brazilian crop production expected to be higher than previous estimates, according to StoneX today. The firm's Brazilian office said that its surveyed customers say that 25-26 marketing year soy production estimates may land at 178.9 million metric tons, up from the USDA's last estimate of 175 million. The firm says that corn production will total 135.2 million metric tons. That's up from the USDA's previous guess at 131 million. Over the weekend, the White House released a summary sheet with details from last week's trade agreements, and that includes the agreement with China and offering some further details and more bullish reassurance overall to the soybean market. Most notably is the 12 million metric tons expected to be purchased this year. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Join more than 5,000 farmers and ranchers from across the country at the American Farm Bureau Convention, January 9th through 14th in Anaheim, California. The convention and trade show are open to anyone who wants to learn more about farming, ranching, and agriculture policy. Register today at annualconvention.fb.org. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.